Just 2 months after North Carolina regulators signed off on Duke Energy's long-range plan for reducing carbon emissions, the company Wednesday kicked off planning for a new version. WFAE climate reporter David Borax has more.
You might call this Carbon Plan 2.0. It's required by North Carolina's 2021 Energy Reform Law, which set goals for cutting electricity sector carbon dioxide emissions to help fight climate change. More than 200 people signed on to the first in a series of meetings with business, environmental, and consumer groups. Duke Strategy and Planning Chief Swati Dadji said the company has to balance several factors as it maps out how to eliminate carbon emissions by 2050.
Customers need affordability, reliability, and increasingly clean energy. We believe taking into account the diverse range of perspectives that we will hear today and in the future meetings is just prudent.
The meetings will help Duke revise last year's initial carbon plan. It spells out how the company plans to shift to cleaner energy by closing coal-fired power plants, improving transmission, and adding gas-fired plants, renewable energy, battery storage, and small nuclear reactors. Duke expects to file the updated plan with state regulators September 1st. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.